Here we go. It's called Same Day Blues. Blow your brains away. day. That's called the same day blues. That's called the same day blues. That's what I call the same day blues. Well, back to the story. So you are going down, you're going down, you're going down, you're going down, you're going down. Oh, back to the story. We left you going down, you're going down, you're going down, you're going down. On the couch, and your hit wife, dog, whatever, sister comes back home and sees you in your slouch. She says, Billy Bob, get up from the couch, get your butt up from the couch, get your butt up right now. And you just let a little bit of drool slide out of your mouth, out of your mouth. And your redneck hit dog sister, she grabs the drool with her tongue and she sucks it, yum, yum, yum. Because everybody knows that it's a crime to let go the butt onto the floor. Drink, 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 that beer soaks saliva. Drink, 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 that beer soaks saliva. Gotta drink, 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 all the beer soaks saliva. And you know if there was a way to recycle the alcohol in urine, a redneck would have invented it. Ah, no offense to all those rednecks out there. All those rednecks who think that mud grows on trees. And I'm not talking about the BC Bud. I'm talking about the bottled Bud, or even worse, the canned Bud. Or even worse, the Bud in plastic cups with college football insignia on them. That's the lowest form of Bud. So you're going down, and you're slouching to the round. So your redneck slash dog slash wife, she comes to you, says, don't end your life. Fortunately, you passed out before you could tighten the noose around your hair. Also, redneck, you don't even know how to tie a noose. All you really had was a grainy knotted shoelace. And as for a gun, you call that a gun? That was a squirt gun full of Bud, which you and your brother slash husband slash wife had been squirting into each other's mouths last week. But you forgot where you had placed that Bud slash gun. You had been knocked in your stupor under the couch. Drove you nuts for about 2 days trying to find that gun. But too drunk when you woke up to remember where it had gone. You know, if a redneck could invent alcohol proprioception, he would. I'm not talking about contraception, I'm talking about proprioception. The knowledge of where body parts lie. Because to a redneck, a can of Bud is like an extension of the soul. Brother, slash brother-in-law, slash son, slash Siamese twin, says, hey boy, you've been drinking long time. I'm thinking, with all your drinking, you'll be stinking. You'd be better going to church this morning. You gotta save your soul. Save your soul. Jesus, Lord Christ, Yes, that's right, get Jesus Lord Christ on your side. The beloved father, slash brother, slash wife, slash dog, slash brother-in-law, slash brother, slash Siamese twin, slash schizophrenic double personality, slash Budweiser. Get that Bud, Jesus Christ, on your side, and redeem yourself to all the awful sins you have perpetrated today, not to mention last week, when you broke into the 7-Eleven and stole a Slurpee machine and tried to put all your Budweiser through the Slurpee machine to make it a Slurpee slush and bud. But everybody knows that beer and ice don't get along so well when you got the power unplugged. Power's unplugged because you got your electric guitar plugged into all the outlets at once. You got this tremendous noise emanating from the electric guitar. Everyone's half deaf in the neighborhood, 'cause everybody knows that rednecks, besides drinking and comparing cars, saying sweet nothings to their brother slash wife slash sister slash father slash mother slash ex-wife slash ex-schizophrenic self, besides saying that stuff to them, rednecks have a special ability, especially those rednecks from West Virginia slash Finland slash Germany. That special ability to play guitar. A unique ability to play Freebird at will at the age of 1.5. Unique ability to forget how to play Freebird the very next day. Unfortunately for the next 25, 30 years, the redneck forgets to unplug the guitar from the side of the house. So the only available power outlet is the refrigerator, in which the redneck keeps his Budweiser and is cool with, and the Jell-O from last year, some batteries to put in his wife's massager, backyard, the little girl who found the front yard, who refused to be quiet. She kept trying to offer those stupid Girl Scout cookies, you know, the ones that taste good but they unfortunately cost money. So she tried with the girlfriend and the Girl Scout, put them in the fridge, because he's terminally depressed, playing too many blues as a 1.5-year-old. He played Freebird that day and two more blues for the next 25, 30 years. He was chronically depressed, because that's what happens. The redneck plays the blues. Plays the blues. And then pukes on his shoes.